Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alpine and Sophie with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Health Minister Tim Nicholls has issued a new ban on transgender youth access to gender-affirming care. This new ban came just 6 hours after the Supreme Court overturned the LNP's January ban. Judge Peter Callaghan ruled that Dr. Rosengren's health service freeze as unlawful in a 14-page judgment yesterday morning. However, the judge also wrote, quote, "The minister may give a service of direction. If he is satisfied, it is necessary to do so in the public interest," end quote. Minister Nicholls announced, quote, "The government's position on this matter remains unchanged," end quote.
The Queensland government has criticised changes to the Bureau of Meteorology's website following Sunday afternoon's severe storm. The changes, which went live on Wednesday, have been criticised for not being accessible for users. Premier David Crisafulli said in State Parliament that the website's $4 million new design was not good enough and did not make sense. The state's Minister for Energy, David Janitsky, wrote to the Federal Environment Minister, Murray Watt, asking the federal government to improve the site's accessibility ahead of the summer storm season. BOM has confirmed with Mr. Watt that is considering feedback and changes that can be made.
In national news, content warning, this story contains discussions around sexual violence. The Australian Defence Force has changed its definition of sexual-related offences prior to the launch of a class action in the federal court. The new definition will classify all sexual or sexual-related offences as violence, rather than misconduct. The class action was officially launched in the federal court last Friday and will allege service women experienced widespread and systematic violence, harassment, and discrimination within the institution. It is understood that the class action was known about since at least December 2024. However, the defence only made changes a day before the notice of termination was given. The changes also state that all personnel will be required to participate in discussions about sexual violence.
An Australian mine safety expert has said that the Western New South Wales mine explosion should not have happened and that extensive investigations should be conducted to prevent further accidents. The explosion that killed two people occurred last Tuesday morning at Polymetals underground Endeavour mine north of Cobar. New South Wales Police and New South Wales Resources Regular are currently undergoing an investigation into the explosion's cause. Polymetals has suspended the mine's operations and a trauma support agency is supporting the local community.
In international news, Hurricane Melissa has made landfall in southwest Jamaica overnight as a Category 4 storm. It has been recognised as the strongest storm to hit the Caribbean nation in modern history, with wind speeds up to 230 kilometres per hour. The Caribbean nation is expected to experience flash floods, storms, surges, and landslides in the coming hours. According to the Red Cross, 1.5 million people are expected to be impacted by the storm. Authorities are anticipating that Jamaica will experience widespread devastation. The storm is expected to cross Jamaica before heading to Cuba.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers early this morning and into the afternoon. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.